That's Bloomington-based teenage violinist Ariel Horowitz playing music of Bach from YouTube. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts, and we continue our emerging art series with Ariel. Young lady who's been on a bit of a journey. She and her mother moved from Suzuki lessons in Washington, D.C. to studies with the concertmaster of the Columbus, Ohio Symphony, then commuting to Bloomington to study with Maurizio Fuchs, further studies here in Bloomington, and membership in Mimi Zweig's Violin Virtuosi. You're a pretty well-traveled young lady.
Yeah.
And in the last year, you actually took your longest journey. You actually went and played in China?
Yeah, it was part of the Menuhin competition.
Tell us a little bit about that.
The Menuhin competition is probably the most prestigious and biggest competition for young people in the world. It's kind of like the Olympics. It moves from different cities every other year. So I applied for the junior section, which is ages 15 and under. And I was really, really excited because I got in out of a pool of about 230 kids. They selected 20. That was a big honor for me.
What did you play?
I had a big repertoire. I played Bach. I played Wieniawski. I played a Mozart sonata. I played Dvorak romantic pieces, a modern commissioned Chinese piece that was written for the competition. I played Spring from the Four Seasons, a Wieniawski showpiece, and then I improvised. So it's a big competition. There's a lot of repertoire.
Wow. How many different appearances did you make to play that much music?
Well, there are two rounds, so they kind of split it up that way.
But that's still...
It was a lot to learn, yeah.
A dozen pieces plus?
Something like that, yeah.
We're talking with Ariel Horowitz, who played in the Menuhin competition last April. Now, it's been almost a year, about 8 or 9 months since Menuhin, so you're back at Bloomington South. You're playing with the Violin Virtuosi and studying more with Mimi Zweig. What's been going on this past year for you?
Well, let's see. This fall has been really, really busy, but really exciting. I played on From the Top, which is a program that is run by NPR for young musicians, and I got to collaborate with pianist Christopher O'Reilly, which was really exciting. He's amazing. And then I played Mozart Concerto No. 3 in Germany with an orchestra, and that was in late November. So, yeah, lots of traveling.
As you're working as a violinist, as you're developing, are there specific things that you're thinking, gee whiz, this is the part of violin that I need to focus on at this particular time?
Yeah, I think right now, just in my development, I'm trying to focus a lot on my sound and on trying to create different colors in my sound and on trying to create a more deep sound. So there's always, I mean, of course, there's always like the things like intonation and, you know, bow control and rhythm and all that stuff that you have to work on every day. But I think for my playing right now, I am working on sort of opening a lot of different horizons for sound.
You mentioned that you improvised as part of the Menuhin competition.
It's great to improvise. It's really liberating. It's really free. There's no like notes written on the page. So you just kind of roll with it. And it's great. It's so much fun.
Do you find that improvising helps you with the scripted pieces, with pieces that are written out?
Oh, absolutely. I think that since I started improvising a lot more, I've been a lot more creative with sort of the standard repertoire that I work on. It's allowed me to kind of see different things in the music that I wouldn't have seen before and, you know, maybe think, what if he had written it this way? What if he had written it that way? What if, you know, what if he had done something different here? It's been a great experience to sort of become more creative.
We've been talking with Ariel Horowitz, our emerging artist, about violin and developing there. On YouTube, you will find her playing Bach and Kreisler and Mozart. And you'll also find her playing a little bit of Leonard Cohen here with singer Amanda Biggs. I'm George Walker for WFIU Arts.